Welcome to the James Edgar House and Merrick Art Gallery, stop 6 on New Brighton Historical Society's walking tour of the Underground Railroad. During the 19th century, horses were a major form of transportation, and most towns of any size had at least one blacksmith and a tack shop, a place where horses, saddles, reins, packs, and other equestrian gear was sold. But there was also another kind of horse service, the livery stable, where horse owners could board their animals for a fee or rent buggies and wagons. Here in New Brighton, successful businessman James Edgar ran one of the most respected livery services established in 1852. Situated next to the Pittsburgh, Fort Wayne, and Chicago Rail Station, now the Merrick Art Gallery. In addition to being a livery stable, this house also served as a restaurant and inn for passengers using the rail station. James Edgar was an ardent Presbyterian abolitionist who made his opposition to slavery a well-known fact. And like the Townsends and many other local activists against slavery, James put his convictions into action. As an employer, he hired Lem Dawson, a local black man who as a boy was kidnapped, sold into slavery, and rescued by men from New Brighton. We also know that James was a conductor on the Underground Railroad through New Brighton, using his livery property and inn near the railroad station as a safe house. Local lore has it that slaves arriving on the train with their owners would somehow become separated from their masters and whisked into a tunnel that connected the train station and the inn. Other accounts suggest that runaways were ushered into the safe house in plain sight by posing as servants accompanying their master, who were, in reality, abolitionists posing as slave owners. In 1863, James Edgar was eventually drafted into the Union Army during the Civil War. Across the street from the James Edgar House, the Merrick Art Gallery now stands where the Pittsburgh, Fort Wayne, and Chicago Rail Station once stood. In 1880, New Brighton industrialist and philanthropist Edward Dempster Merrick bought and transformed the old railroad station into an art gallery free and open to the public for the enjoyment of art. The Merrick Art Gallery is home to a stunning collection of French, German, English, and American paintings from the 18th and 19th centuries. The collection features examples of romantic, realistic, and impressionistic art by prominent American and European artists. The Merricks were an affluent business family from Jordan, New York, where Edward was born in 1832. The family moved to New Brighton when he was about 10 years old, nearly a decade before the railroad arrived and established a depot on Fifth Ave. It was in this train building that a young Edward Merrick would discover a strong interest in the telegraph, a skill that would later serve him as a telegraphy operator in the Union Army during the Civil War. Edward served a total of 3 tours of duty. We don't know much about the Merrick family's views on slavery, but most likely they were opposed to it. As for Edward, he was a staunch defender of the Union. In July 1861, he wrote in his journal, "The bones of many of our brave men will whiten the ground of the sunny South, and their blood enrich the soil. But for this, we will have a country saved, a Union preserved." To learn more about the James Edgar House, Merrick Art Gallery, and New Brighton's history of the Underground Railroad, please visit the New Brighton Historical Society.